Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
Ru, I was involved in a conversation yesterday with a group of fellows who said that this lady might be our best ever athlete. That's a big call, isn't it?
Well, it is a big call, Dits, but, you know, when you throw
it
up
might
the,
be accurate.
Throw up the female she's competing against, she doesn't seem out of place.
Let's get her on. She is a superstar for the second time, the AFLW's best and fairest, Erin Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning, Ru and Dits. How are you, boys?
Good. Gee, that's rare territory, isn't it? When you've got people here discussing over a beer, is she our greatest ever athlete? That's big.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first time I've heard that, so might have been a few beers in, was it?
No, not at all, not at all. That's the respect you command. Congratulations, well done. So not only best and fairest, but all Australian captain as well. What a week you've had.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. Obviously, very emotional. Celebrate one of the best and the worst days all in one, and but just trying to focus on what's been an incredible season for the girls. What we've been able to achieve is just fantastic. So, you know, it was special to celebrate with them last night, and I didn't get to have my Mad Monday, so I caught up with some of them that were looked a bit worse for wear, and yeah, it was good to see them.
Erin, you looked absolutely beautiful last night. I sat on the lounge with all the family and we're all watching, and the kids wanted to stay up and keep watching it. I don't know if they just didn't want to go to bed, but they were actually watching it, which is very unusual, but all the kids said you look absolutely beautiful, so congratulations and well done. And yeah, it has been amazing. And Sunday was an event that I'll never forget at Adelaide Oval as well. And I know you've been, you know, you've said it's the best sporting event that you've ever been to, bar none, or been involved in, bar none. So we're all lucky to be part of that. Can you rewind your brain back to the phone call that you got from someone at the Adelaide Football Club to say AFLW is happening next year and we'd like you to play? Can you remember that phone call?
I do. I was actually I was in Phoenix on a road trip playing a game, and Phil Harper gave me a call. And yeah, I was initially was a bit a bit nervous because it was the Adelaide Football Club, and being a Port gal, I thought I was cheating on the opposition by even just taking the call. But yeah, Harps called me and he said, you know, we're going to have a team. We'd love you to we'd love you to play, and kind of where your thoughts are. And initially at the time, you know, I said, yeah, look, obviously interested, but I was getting ready for the Rio Olympics as well. So, you know, I said I would have a conversation after that finished, and, you know, gave a lot of thought. And once Rio was done, I was straight away ready to play footy, and yeah, here we are.
Fast forward a few years down the track to Adelaide Oval on Sunday. I sat a metre behind Gil McLaughlin, and we just watched the crowd kept pouring in. They had the top part of the Eastern Stand blocked off. They had the Riverbank top half blocked off, and then they opened up the Eastern Stand, and then they opened up the Riverbank Stand. Firstly, did you see all that unfolding as you were, you know, beating Carlton? Did you see that? Did you seriously see people just keep coming in? Did the girls say anything out in the oval?
Yeah, because, well, you know, we have a few different warm-ups. So I get out the ground, you know, about an hour and a half before the game, and just have a run around a little bit. And I saw people started, you know, were already seated. Actually, driving into the ground, there was a huge lineup outside the gates. And I thought, wow, you know, that's pretty cool, you know. You might get, you know, that 25 to 30 as we'd hoped. And then the second warm-up as a team, we came out and we started looking around, and there was, you know, basically the bottom level was pretty much full. And then when it was time to run out for the game with all the fireworks and banners and stuff, we looked up at the top rafters, you know, we saw people all up there, and we just, like, holy moly, like, that was it was unbelievable. We never expected a crowd like that. But, you know, guys, just being from South Australia and growing up in the cities, and to have that kind of support from them has meant so much. And, you know, even I know the Carlton girls, when I spoke, caught up with them last night, they were just in absolute awe of what Adelaide was able to produce in terms of that those numbers and support. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Erin, what happens for you now? You've obviously got a knee to get right. There'll be probably a long 12 months ahead of you. Have you thought much about the future?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, got some decisions to make. I'll get my knee fixed probably sometime next week and, you know, make decisions down the track of, you know, what to do next. And, you know, obviously, if it feels right and I still feel like I can, you know, play footy, I'll definitely try. But there are other things to weigh up, like being a parent, and there's we have a third one on the way coming in August. And so there's a lot of decisions to make, and obviously Trace and I will make that, you know, down the track. But I think for now it's just celebrate, like I said, what's been a really incredible year for the Adelaide Footy Club, and just enjoy my teammates' company and decide when the time's right.
And Dad's happy he didn't get a boy now. You've made up for the lack of boys. It was a beautiful speech last night. I had a tear in my eye. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, look, it was, it just kind of, I guess, came to me. And, you know, those comments you hear when you're a kid and, you know, even in front of my sisters and I would have to hear, you know, people would ask that, oh, you wish you had a boy. And you don't really realise at the time, I guess, the effects that it does have on you. And something my dad always handled well, and just he loved us girls, and, you know, we never ever felt like he ever needed a boy. And, you know, he was out there always kicking the footy or shooting goals or whatever. So it was just a nice, I guess,
yeah,
it just
well.
Felt right, you know, felt right to say. And, you know, he's done so much for me, obviously, and he's always gone into bat, you know, bat for us. And, you know, we've had, obviously, Mum as well, who's been our strong woman. We've always looked up to as well. So, yeah, it was just a nice, I guess, little gesture for them to say thanks for, you know, for always making us feel special. And, carried Philip's name through.
Erin, well done on everything you've achieved. And I just want to say as well, it's so many people have commented over the last couple of days, not only are you a champion, but the way you speak, that you're so humble and you think of everybody and you're all inclusive, and you just carry yourself so well. So congratulations for all of that as well. Well done.
Nah, thanks so much. I've had got incredible people around me, and there is no way in the world I would be where I am without them. So, yeah, it's very special.
Good on you. Well done. Erin Phillips, what a superstar.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, good on you, Erin. Finish your breakfast off now. It's been an amazing few days, and she has an amazing few years, and, you know, still might be more to come. Who knows?
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.